So are you guys a fan of the joke? Because I'm going to continue doing
that. Oh, God damn it. You may as well throw it out there.
I mean, I could tell a joke about pizza, but it'd be kind of cheesy.
All right, that's it. You're done. What? That I thought that one was a good one. You are fucking done. Let's go.
Hold on.
Okay.
Kristen, I need beer.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Playing Through Podcast. My name is William Starsfitch, and I'm joined by...
Chris Lopez.
Travis White.
Jacob Harris.
All right. And if you've tuned in to have a listen to a well-thought-out podcast, you've clearly tuned into the wrong spot.
Yeah.
Because we're just going to kind of wing it. And, you know, the guys kind of took a shit on my joke earlier. I thought it was pretty good.
It was not good. It was not good.
It's a matter of opinion.
It sucked.
Yeah.
Hey, there's one thing I want to talk about real quick before we even get into the golf discussion. So this week in the NFL is, I don't know, the second biggest offseason part minus the draft. It's combine week.
Right.
So yesterday it came out that one of probably the top prospect, if he's not the top, he's one of the two top. And he's coming off of a national championship. His name's Jalen Carter. He's projected to go number one or number two if the quarterbacks aren't there, blah, blah, blah. So he got arrested, or at least there was warrants issued for his arrest yesterday. And it stems from an automobile accident that killed two people. And it was about, 6 weeks ago, Travis?
Yep.
It was at the right after their celebration right after they parade, won. After the national title win. And originally the report was that he was going to be arrested for manslaughter or murder in conjunction with this car accident. Well, it turned out that the folks were in another car, and the driver of that car was like something like twice the legal limit or three times the legal limit. And she was killed. And then a red shirt sophomore, I believe, from the football team was killed. And then Jalen Carter, there was warrants issued for his arrest because he left the scene and then came back and kind of gave some hinky stories. And then they tried to say they were racing and all this other stuff. So I started to think back on poor decisions by football players that are done before they were drafted that totally screwed them over. And I can't think of one that was more dumbass than this, go speeding 100 miles an hour that ended up getting a couple people killed.
Yeah. This one tops the list. I mean, yeah, some players that they've done some stupid shit. Like what's his name a few years ago that the picture came out, him smoking on a bong and stuff like that.
Tunsil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except that wasn't even a bong, man. He was in a full on gas mask, man.
Oh, he had a gas mask.
Yeah. That was a video and the smoke coming out. Ah, that one was awesome.
Damn.
Wasn't it his family that put that out?
Yeah.
Was it his family? I didn't know that.
Yep.
I just assumed it was some other offensive tackle that wanted to get drafted before him.
No, I'm pretty sure it was his family.
It was a weird family issue or something. And like, somebody brought it out. I thought I heard. I'm not sure if that's exactly what happened, but either way, yeah. He dropped down, but he's a Pro Bowler now, I believe.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. On the Texans. And he was drafted, I believe, by the Dolphins and then got traded to the Texans, which is kind of like purgatory, I believe.
Well, he dropped down quite a bit. I mean,
yeah, I think he was in the low 20s.
Yeah.
Or high 20s, I guess.
That's quite a bit of money to start out with, at least.
Yeah. So, the question is, how far is Jalen Carter going to fall now? And then we'll move off of this.
I don't think he's going to fall that far.
I agree with you guys, actually.
I don't think he's going to fall that far.
Yeah, no, I don't think he'll drop too far.
I mean, he wasn't the driver, right?
No, and as a matter of fact, he wasn't even in that car, and there was no DUI charge. He was charged with two misdemeanors, and he posted his bond already, or bail, however they work it in Georgia. He already posted it. He was out, and he's back at the combine today.
Yeah, there's not much that's going to happen there. I mean, there's guys that have done far worse and have still gotten drafted pretty high.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I mean, you got
guys. What about the basketball player from Alabama?
Oh, dude, that's a whole hot mess right there.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody explain that one to me. All I know is something about there was a gun issue and they let the guy stay on the team. Is he like a true freshman or something?
He's the best player on the team,
which always helps with the gun charge.
Yeah,
right. So supposedly he provided the gun that killed the woman in the shooting.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, he didn't pull the trigger, but he's involved.
But yeah, and
he's
then
the one that.
But he didn't face any disciplinary action? Or is he now?
No, he started last night and played. He's been playing ever since. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He scored 41 the other night.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I'm glad it wasn't 45. I'm just going to say.
Well, and honestly, down in that area of the world, I mean, he would not, if he weren't an athlete, this would be a lot worse.
Jacob got
way worse. I caught it.
Oh, and something else I was going to bring up. Did you guys see who was in the auto accident with Jalen Carter?
No.
It was okay. So it was a like an aide that was driving, and she's a petite little white girl that I think was 22, and she's the liaison for the team, but she's driving with this guy drunk, going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah,
I'll just you know maybe this is too soon. But she was going to get in a wreck anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Or she was going to get wrecked.
Yeah, she was going to get wrecked.
She was going to get wrecked.
Too soon. That's just too soon.
That's way too soon. Yeah, we're going to hell. We're going to hell.
No, there's no we. It's him.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah. Well, that ticket was punched a long time ago. That ticket was punched a long time ago.
Yeah, sir. I got my room reserved. So anyway, all right, moving on. So now the Honda Classic was last week, and there really was a field full of kind of
nobodies.
Wow. Right? Yeah.
Up and comers.
Well, I wouldn't say Chris Kirk is an up and comer.
Yeah.
But it was cool that he made his way back into the winner's circle.
Hey, look, dude, come on. If Zach Johnson's finishing inside the top 20, there ain't a whole lot of folks there.
I didn't watch any of it.
I did. I watched the final round, and Chris Kirk hit it off. You know, there's the rock wall around. I want to say it's 17.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And he was trying to get it onto the green. And he hit that rock wall, and almost came back into the pond and hit the display car in the middle of it.
I think that was 18.
Yeah, you're right. It is 18.
I think it was.
And then so it ended up tying, and they went into overtime into some playoff holes, and. Poor Eric Cole, you see how he kind of flubbed up that last hole. He had a chance on the last one because he was right there, and he chipped it off the green even, and then had to come back on instead of making kind of the guaranteed birdie. But for Eric Cole, I think he's 32, Chris.
Yeah.
And comes from a long family history of golf. His dad was a PGA player. His mom was a US AM champ and an LPGA player, rookie of the year. As far back as like 73, I think. And you know, he'd been struggling. He'd done really well on some mini tours. That's kind of how he got to this stage. But later in life, like he had not done the traditional route after college. So it's kind of cool that he went from, you know, the barely hanging on to now this week he's at Bay Hill, and last week he cashed a check for $915,000.
Rough.
It's amazing.
Isn't that awesome?
Well, and how about that Ryan Gerard? He was a Monday qualifier.
Yeah, Monday qualifier, and came out with $411,000.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How awesome is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just goes to show you that, you know, those Monday qualifiers, you know, I said it, I think, in the last podcast, you know, they're going to start really paying attention to those Monday qualifiers because there's some interesting stories coming out of those.
It's some great story. I mean, even the Chris Kirk story is great. He hadn't won since what, 2015 or something?
Yeah.
It's been a long time. And he actually had a long bout with alcoholism and has worked his way back. And now he's a tour winner again.
I was going to say, he's been in
second place right now.
What's that?
He's in second place right now.
At Bay Hill?
Arnold Palmer. Yeah, Bay Hill.
Yep.
Nice.
Wow. Let's go. That's awesome.
So he's got to be tied for second then, right? Or did I miss the last hole on the guy who had a
There's a bunch of them. I was trying to see where Cole is at. I'm scrolling down quite a ways here. Let me see.
Yeah, I know he's in the field.
He's even tied for 50. So, I mean, he's still above the cut line, right?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, 120 in the field. How many makes the cut? What, 65?
60
in ties, I think. It used to be 75 in ties.
Yeah, I think it's 60 in ties now.
Yeah, speaking of that, this whole flighted thing that they're trying to do with, you know, elevated events where they only take 70 and then there's no cut. What's your guys take? I mean, is that like strictly because of what's going on with Liv?
Yeah,
it has to be. It has to be.
They're going to mimic Liv just so people stay, and or it's going to just be. I think it's just going to be a battle. Do you want to go over there and play the way they're playing? Or do you want to stay on the PGA, but we're going to play the same goddamn way?
But it's, yeah, but the difference is.
But the TV, right? And TV coverage and all that shit.
Right.
So my question with, since there's no cut, why are we doing 4 days? You know what
good
I mean?
Question. Yeah, good question.
Except that these guys are guaranteed a payday. Maybe they're only guaranteed the payday if they don't withdraw. You know, if you stink it up the first 2 days, no, you got to go out there and parade around with your 17 over. You
know, yeah. Like yeah. Well, like shit, that's, I mean, does. That's literally.
Yeah, like I do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's literally what Liv is about. I mean, you look at it. I mean, they were just busting Mickelson's chops today because the guy barely making the top 30 and there's only, what, 48 yeah, players right. out there, you know,
yeah.
And he's just hacking up the course. And they're like, you know, they're saying, oh, I wonder if the Saudis are having buyer's remorse. Well, shit, they don't care. He just brought a name to what they're doing. You know, I don't know why people think that they're caring about why he's playing. They're just trying to get their name put out there. And then on the other side, they're saying, you know, they don't think this thing's going to last longer. And then all of a sudden, suddenly the PGA is changing up things. You know, do they know something that we don't know?
I think they're trying to keep the top 70 players. Say, hey, if you guys come to these elevated events, you're guaranteed a paycheck.
Right.
I think that's their retort to, okay, if you guys want to go be D-bags with the rest of these live guys. And again, yeah. Go make your money. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, I even kind of feel bad for Cameron Smith because next week he's the defending champ at the Players.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he ain't going to be there.
No.
I mean, the fifth major and – hey man, your invite is yanked, even though you just won the sumbitch.
Yeah.
So I think that part of it, the Liv guys, they can suck it for as far as I care. But mm-hmm. It feels wrong for them to do that to him. And I don't know if I would say that if, let's say, Patrick Reed was a defending champ somewhere and he didn't get a play.
Yeah, no, but nobody, yeah, did, you know. Nobody would. Yeah, absolutely, no, nobody would give a shit.
Right? Nobody would.
Nobody would give a shit.
Is that just real quick? I was going through some of the world rankings here. And, you know, besides Cameron Smith, there isn't, you got to go a little ways before you get any live golfers.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to do is, so in the full swing, what was, who was the guy that was saying, hey, somebody's got to be the 70th ranked golfer in the world, might as well be me?
Oh, that's
Joel Dahman.
Dahman. Joel Dahman.
Yeah.
You guys know who the actual 70th ranked golfer in the world is?
Oh,
no.
Ricky Fowler.
Shut up.
Yeah, I was like, how is Ricky? I don't know if I'm happy that he's 70 or I'm disappointed that he's 70 because of the way he's played. I'm actually kind of stoked for him that he's made it back to 70th ranked.
Right.
Because he got me, dude, because he played like shit for what, 5 years?
Oh, God, 5 years at least. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about him, I mean, forever. You know, we're always like, oh, man, I hope Ricky gets it going. I mean, one, the guy's just, he's flat out likable. I mean, and he hangs out with everybody and he's always the guy that congratulates people and, you know, but it's like, it's sad, you know, what happened to him, but it's been good to see him. I mean, he's still going to be
coming back and playing and you can tell he's still got the juice to play.
Yeah.
You know,
he's still got the game there.
Let's be honest. I mean, he
changed his clubs, right? Home
too.
Yeah.
I would have just stayed home.
Yeah,
he changed his clubs, right? He's not hitting blades anymore, is he?
He's not hitting the RF,
like, yeah, blades,
yeah, whatever those crazy looking things were.
Which on the Malpe scale, they were like a two. They're like they're impossible to hit.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when we did that podcast about the Malpe scoring system on irons?
Yes,
Jacob,
I remember it.
So what you talk about, or what they do is they take whatever brand of iron it is and. They take playability factor and, you know, spin and all these things about how easy it is to hit. And it's called the Malpe playability factor, I believe is what it's called. And we went through and we were like looking at all of our clubs and where they ranked on there. And then some of the old clubs we used to have. And you're like, holy shit, no wonder I couldn't hit them some bitches. Mm-hmm. You know, there was like a 200 on the, you know, a butter blade. So they were impossible to hit. And then you go to something like I'm playing now, the JPX 900s. you know, they were up in like the almost 700 range, where I don't remember what Travis's were at. Did we do your Sim 2s or did we do the other ones when we did the multi thing?
We did them, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it was in the 750 range.
Which, a breaking news.
Yep.
I found them. They are there.
Oh,
wow.
They're not under the ghost sheet right there. What the hell was that?
What? Oh, the that's the Christmas tree. Okay. That's the Christmas tree.
Kind of scared me a little bit. I was getting worried. Right.
It's probably my in-laws trying to sneak up on me.
Yeah. Tell us the story. What are you doing tomorrow morning?
I am driving 2 hours and buying a wiener dog.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then driving 2 hours back home with this dog.
With said impossible wiener dog.
Snow, right?
With yeah, possible it snow.
Yeah, it ain't going to snow. Well, actually, up where he's at, it might hit him.
Right, he's only 2 hours north,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 2 hours there, 2 hours back, so 4 hour round trip. It's not that terrible of a drive. But
so you're driving 4 hours for the little wiener.
Yeah.
I like it.
And his name is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin can go
fuck Kevin! Himself. Yes.
Dude, you guys have got to watch that show. Kevin can go fuck himself. It's just, yeah. It's crazy.
The funny thing is, the lady that I'm getting it from is actually my cousin. And she's been calling him Kevin for the past 4.5 weeks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right on.
If he shits in my truck, I swear to God.
I swear to God.
That'll be the best.
Hey, so I'm sorry, switching gears back to golf. Is there any doubt that John Rahm is the best golfer in the world right now?
No.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt.
Jacob, what do you think? I mean,
no, he's
I don't even know who else could lay claim to it besides maybe Scheffler.
Yeah, no.
The way he started this year, he's
just unbeatable.
It's crazy. And yeah. If you're, I was actually thinking about this earlier. Like, so many new golfers have won majors. You know, the whole thing about who's the best golfer to never win a major or to not win a major yet. I'm going to have to say that Max Homa is probably on that list for me now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's there, but he just hasn't done well in the majors yet, but I think it's still possible.
He's going to win the, what is it? The US Open.
Yeah. Where is the US Open this year?
Yeah, where is that?
Is that at LA Country Club?
LA Country Club. LA, you are correct.
That's right.
He's a local kid too.
Yeah.
I believe he has the course record there.
Does he really? That's
yeah.
I think it's the hardest course in California, they say, and he has the course record there, I believe.
Oh, damn. That's saying something, yeah, too.
That is saying something.
I think he did it in college or something. Like, he, I was watching something, and they were talking about it, how – and I believe it was – I thought it was that course.
I hope so. That'd be cool.
I haven't played it yet, so.
Oh, God. Yeah, you'd set a whole new course record.
Yeah, stroke limit reached.
Yeah, hey, and asked to leave.
you guys are haters.
So yeah, we're rapidly approaching the March Madness, right? Oh, so what is yes. it? Are we a week away from selection?
It'll be a week from Sunday.
A week from Sunday, and tonight is what? What are you guys watching tonight?
Michigan, Illinois.
Yep.
Purdue, Wisconsin.
Does Illinois have a chance against Michigan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a tight game right now.
Oh, yeah.
What's the score?
21 up.
Yep.
Right? Well, at least that's what my team is.
Yep. Nope, that's right.
Jacob, did you hear? I told Bill this today. Did you hear what Matthew Meyer did from Illinois? What he did the other day? So he drank a monster before the game.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is fine. There's guys that drink energy drinks, 5 hour energy. They do all that stuff. After the game, he had 5 more monster drinks to put himself, in his words, a caffeine euphoria so he could play video games. And he got caffeine poisoning. He couldn't get out of bed for 2 days.
Idiot.
He said that to a reporter.
I didn't know caffeine poisoning was a thing. Alcohol poisoning, I'm well aware of.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, those energy drinks are notorious. I mean, they've caused young kids to have heart attacks.
Oh yeah.
You know, they lead to like kidney stones and shit too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, bad. No, my son was drinking those damn things in high school, and he started having heart palpitations. That's how bad they were.
And Travis, you don't drink them because they're bad for you?
Yeah, I don't drink that crap.
As he was just tipping Budweiser or Bud Light.
Oh, yeah, I've had one in my
Bush Light.
I've had one in my life.
I don't drink
the worst experience. I don't
drink Budweiser anymore.
Oof, I remember I was actually going to Bank One Ballpark before it changed, in to watch the Diamondbacks, and I had a Monster energy drink. Actually, it was a Red Bull. This might have been before Monster even.
Yeah,
I had a Red Bull, and my head was just like ringing, like I could hear it. And that was the last one I ever had. I've never had any energy drink since.
Yeah, same story for me, because I was in Washington, D.C., and my son and I were taking a tour, you know, around the mall. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the Red Bull girls show up in a Mini Cooper. And they're like, hey, boys, you want that? And then I was like, hell yeah, I'll take one. It was hot as hell out. I was, you know, we didn't have any water with us. And I grabbed, they gave me a tall one. And it was sugar-free to boot. And I was like, oh, well, then hey, this has got to be healthy then, right?
Oh yeah, it's gotta be good for you.
And my son's like, Dad, don't do it. And I was like, dude, I'm thirsty. And I pound this thing. We go into Air and Space Museum, and I am like, he's like watching me. He goes, you need to go. And so he kicks me out of the museum. I basically walk to and from. So I would go out. I took a right, went up to the U.S. Capitol, all the way down to the Washington Monument, back to the U.S. Capitol, and I did that four times before I wore myself out.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
And I'm like, I am never drinking one of those ever again.
That's awesome, though.
Dude, it was crazy.
Jacob, I feel like you live on an energy drink. Am I wrong?
I used to. I drink vodka and Red Bulls, but...
Vodka, Red Bull, and Camel Unfiltered. What the hell?
Yeah, Jesus,
Marvel Light. Marvel Light.
Vodka, Red Bull. Rolled up his sleeve.
It's weird. So I'm in Arizona. I couldn't drink a gallon of water in a day. Like during the summer when I was there, you know, I tried to drink a gallon of water a day. Couldn't do it because you know you start working and then you just forget about it. Next thing you know, you drink like a quarter of it. Throughout the whole day. But I go to the bar, I think I can drink a gallon worth of vodka and Red Bull at the bar.
Oh, God.
For some reason, it just goes down. But I don't like actual energy drinks. I got this thing here. It's the little energy water thing. They taste all right.
Is that the Paul Brothers?
No,
they're
they're Prime.
Prime, okay.
Yeah, if
my kids were that fight,
I did. No. I did start to finish.
I did not.
How much did you pay for it?
Oh, I didn't pay anything for it. I watched it, you know, on TikTok. You know, this close.
I would say I watched part of it on TikTok, but
I thought, you know, I assumed that Jake was going to destroy Tommy Fury, and it's not that I had that much faith in Jake Paul. That's how little faith I had in Tommy Fury.
Yeah.
I mean, he only had something like 10 amateur fights. He's 9-0 or 8-0 as a professional, but the combined record is like 12-180 of his opponents. So,
Jesus.
And watching that fight, I thought he kind of walked away with it. Tommy Fury did. I only really gave one round besides the knockdown, which was a pretty suspect knockdown, but it technically was a knockdown. Those were the only two rounds that I had going to Paul. The other ones, he just outworked him, really. I don't know if Jake Paul wasn't in shape for this or what. He just seemed like he was barely fighting. Say it again.
I think he said he hurt his shoulder and he wasn't feeling the best and he just didn't have it.
Shocker.
Shocker.
Well, you know, the rematch and they'll get plenty of cash. But that fight was worthless. And if Tommy Fury knew how to throw an uppercut, like he landed one clean uppercut, and I thought that was his best fight or his best punch of the fight. He threw it like one time in 8 rounds. Like, dude, you had 24 minutes to throw that motherfucker and you threw it once.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was hideous to watch. It was miserable. And Tommy Fury, who's from England, he has that typical European jab and grab style, which I just despise watching. You know, throw a couple punches and then you hug for 35 seconds or so. The ref has to come in and separate you.
What I saw, I thought Jake Paul did a lot of that.
Anyway, I just thought it was like watching, you know, some higher level tough man competition that you would see in Bettendorf. Like, I just did not. I was not.
Well, and really, honestly, why are they giving this jackass any press? I mean, this kid's been a moron all of his life. Somehow young kids have liked him and he's done his YouTube shit. But he's not been a fighter until recently. And who cares?
Well, his brother was actually the real famous one. And he just kind of, you know, rode on
his coattails. Yeah.
But he has been fighting for 3 years. So,
I mean, well, that's a loose term.
Yeah, it's a very loose term. And you could say the same thing for Tommy Fury.
Yeah.
You know, because his half brother is the heavyweight world champ, doesn't make him any good.
No.
You know,
it's just a name, you know, and then I think that's why I don't particularly care what they do, because they're not established fighters. I mean, they're fighting a bunch of hacks, you know, or has-beens, but they're not fighting anybody who's ranked, because they don't have the clout to be having those.
And you know what's what I found kind of funny about it? You know where that fight was at?
Uh-uh.
Anybody?
It was in Saudi Arabia or somewhere over there?
It was in Saudi Arabia. So that and the Live Tour, like, they're willing to do anything to, like, get people there to grab ratings.
Right.
And the DP World Tour plays there quite a bit. And obviously the Live Tour is going to play there quite a bit. So I thought it was kind of funny. They bring all that stuff over. But also to tie in the Live again, with like good, they were over there just this last, it was about 2 weeks ago, and they shot a ton of content in Dubai. You're just like, it's like they're latching on to the younger generation, trying to pull them in with all that. Well, you know,
the money
and the notoriety of putting them on, you know, any kind of pay-per-view event. And the fact that fight was at 2:00 on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
It was just a very weird timing to try to watch a prize fight. You know, I'm watching golf as I'm watching this fight.
Right.
You know, it was just kind of a weird dynamic to watch a prize fight on a Sunday afternoon.
Right.
But, and I didn't pay anything for it. And I feel like I overpaid.
They should have been giving you some money back.
I was like, what the hell?
Should be giving you some money back.
Right. So, and of course now they're going to roll it back and do it again, but. Anyway, I know you guys want to talk a little bit about some hoops coming up, or no?
Best time of the year.
Best time of the year.
Yeah. I may not show up to work a couple times.
Oh, I'm not a basketball fan, but I did hear on the news a couple times about, an injury that, you know, maybe happened to LeBron James, like his foot or his ankle or something.
Oh, that big puss.
And I haven't seen any of the highlights or lowlights from when the injury occurred, but all I can imagine is that somebody walked near him and he threw himself back onto the floor and rolled his ankle. That's not what happened.
No.
Oh, I just assumed that's what happened. Of my limited times I've ever seen him, that's all he's ever done. So
that is not what happened.
Oh, okay.
No, he does have over like 38,000 points. So he's done a little more than that. Come on, William.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. I'm just saying, you know, his injuries, they seem like they're self-imposed with his flops. No,
he really hasn't been hurt in his career.
No, I mean, he's actually been in pretty good shape.
How many games does he average a year that he misses?
Last
more
five
now.
Years,
last I'm, just, five I don't, I'm asking. That's a question. I have no idea. Say it again, yeah. Jacob.
The last 5 years, he's missed more games than he did the first 15 years.
Is that what it is for real?
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's missed like 100 and some games the last 5 years due to injury. And the first 15 years, he only missed like 60 or 70 games to injury.
Yeah. Well, isn't it because of him they coined the term load management?
No, that's Kawhi Leonard.
Is that Kawhi Leonard? Okay. I wasn't sure.
I was going to go somewhere totally different with that.
Yeah. And we're not talking about your load management.
LeBron James is the only athlete to ever get hated on for load managing and being a stat padder. Like, I don't see how you can be both. Like, you don't play games, but you're only out there for stats. And it's like, you can't have it both ways. Like, granted, I mean, he's going to get a lot of hate because he is the best basketball player to ever dribble and put the ball in the hoop. He's the greatest to ever do it.
Again, I would say, yeah, he's, would agree, that scoring title definitely put him in the top five for me.
Yeah.
It's not just the scoring, though. It's just the all-around game, everything that he can do on the court.
Travis, where are you at? Here's Travis, you're clearly the most – you're the most decorated basketball player here.
Yeah.
I am. Here's my thing with all of that. He is, what, 6'8", 270 pounds?
Yeah, it's refreshing that, you know, somebody with those limited physical abilities was able to do this throughout his career.
He – shut up. God, I don't know why I hang out with you. But a dude that big – and to be able to move that quick and that fast, I'm surprised he hasn't been hurt more.
Yeah.
But look at Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant's probably the best, besides Kobe, probably the best pure scorer of all time. Yeah. He shoots like 80% from mid-range.
Yeah.
And he's seven foot tall.
Your number one basketball player of all time is?
Mine?
Yeah.
Sure.
Like I said, you're a basketball player, man. Yeah. I respect your opinion.
I can't put one guy up there, because if you want to go overall championship wise, like they're doing with LeBron and Michael, it's mm-hmm. Elgin Baylor. He's got 11.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
Bill Russell.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Bill Russell.
Yeah. Bill Russell.
He's the greatest of all time because he has 11 rings.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one of those things when you look at basketball and you try to figure out who the greatest players are. It's no different than when we look at golf, too. I mean, of course, you're going to look at the majors, or you look at championships, or you're going to look at things like that. But when you look at it overall, you know, there are people who have moved needles, is what they like to talk about. You know, who brings in, you know, so you look back and you look, you know, in the old days, those guys didn't have the kind of TV coverage that we had. You know, it wasn't until Magic and Bird and a few of those guys started, you know, coming out, and then Jordan, and then we keep moving forward to Kobe, LeBron in basketball. Each one of them has brought something different to the table. You know, I think Travis is right. You can't put a finger on who the best is, because, you know, each of them played in a different era. And in each of those eras, there was something different about how basketball was played. You know, you look at the Jordan era. I mean, there's a guy that, I mean, he got the shit beat out of him, you know.
Bill Laimbeer, Rodman.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all those guys from the Pistons. You don't see that kind of physical basketball anymore because they don't allow it, you know. Well, but, you know, it's hard. It's, you know, because somebody like Kevin Durant, I mean, if he tried to do the things he's doing now in that era, he would have got the shit beat out of him. He would have absolutely gotten pounded. That being said, you know, I saw a picture of Nikola Jokic yep. the other night, and you see his arms and all the scratches. It's scratches, though. That's the difference. That's the difference between the era of basketball now and the era, like, say, so when Jordan or Bird or Magic and those guys, those weren't scratches. Those were flat out bruises, you know, right. because they were getting punched going to the lane. He's getting scratched, you know, but it's still a different kind of basketball.
And all them coke nails in the NBA.
Kristen and I talked about this the other night. It might have been a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that or energy. A lot of
people say, like, there's no defense in the NBA and whatnot. Do you know, like, Damian Lillard the other night, he dropped 70 or 71. How good these guys are offensively, because that's all they do all day is shoot a basketball.
Right.
Yeah, and it's obvious on their defensive performance that they don't practice a defense.
Well, there's also different rules in the NBA defense
than what there was before, right?
Yeah.
How many of those 71 or whatever he had were three pointers?
He had 13.
So damn.
Yeah. And guys nowadays will pull up just inside half court and shoot it like a jump shot, and the net won't even move.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because you look at it's like, let's talk about Steph Curry. I mean, my God. I mean, has anybody ever seen a shooter like that? No.
No, he's the greatest shooter. He's the greatest shooter of all time.
And wasn't he able to take Davidson to, like, was it the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight? I can't remember what he did.
The Elite Eight.
I think it was the Elite Eight. They beat Georgetown, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember who else, because they were a 10 seed and they
How bad is Georgetown now?
Oh, bad.
I feel like we could beat them. The five of us right here.
They the won their first right two.
I'd never come across half court.
They, well, me neither. Hell no,
especially that run down there one time. I'm like, I'm staying here, man.
Yeah, I'm the poster boy for cherry picking. I'm the poster boy for cherry picking.
On the round Georgetown won their throwing elbows.
Georgetown won their first two Big East games in 2 years, and they've won two this year.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. But they're but they're going to keep Patrick Ewing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of his name.
Yeah.
So where are we at? What are you guys thinking? Who are their bubble teams for March Madness?
Bubble teams?
Yeah.
Oh shit. North Carolina is definitely one.
Yeah. I mean,
well, if Illinois wins tonight and there's another team, this other team, I think it might be Rutgers.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
There's gonna be seven teams tied for second place in the Big Ten.
Damn, how Rutgers is that even possible?
They beat the hell out of each other all year long.
Yeah, yep. That's all they do is they beat the hell out of each other. That's why their records never look great going into a tournament, but they spent a whole year beating the hell out of each other.
We'll probably have eight or nine teams in the tournament, but we could all lose in like the second round. It's just one of those where
– which has happened.
There's not a clear-cut team that's going to pull away this year. I think it's going to be a dark horse. Just think like one of those years.
Who's your early predictions?
The best team in college basketball right now is Kansas.
Yeah.
I got Illinois.
Shut up.
Shut the hell up.
Chris, you have your favorite for the win?
My favorite for the win? I still think Kansas is right there. I think they're a good team. I've been watching them, and they just won. I mean, Duke doesn't look great.
I've got no opinion on it because I don't follow college basketball at all.
Well, and I mean, it's a crapshoot anymore. I mean, there's so much parity in these leagues. I mean, you're even now starting to see it in football. TCU making it to the end here. You know, there's certain things that are happening. There's a lot of really good athletes out there, and you just never know. It's on any given day, anybody can win or lose.
One of the things I do want to say though. Go ahead.
Real quick, I will say Duke is playing really, really good right now.
Okay, we're moving on.
Yeah, we're moving on
from that. And they play North Carolina on Saturday, so none of you fucks can call me, text me, bother me.
Your father-in-law is going to have a to-do list for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I very highly fucking doubt that. I thought about asking if he wanted to ride with me to get the dog tomorrow, but I didn't.
What the?
You should put a cup on before you did that.
So that reminds me of a story from when I was in the Marines. Okay. So a buddy of mine who's actually from Illinois, he ended up getting in trouble and he got kicked out of the Marines. Right. But before he got kicked out, he was sentenced to what's called correctional custody unit, where the saying is you make big rocks into small rocks with a sledgehammer. Right.
Damn.
So you would paint them white, break the rocks, and then you have to paint them white again. So that's what he was sentenced to, that, right? Which you can go out there, you can be sentenced to CCU or correctional custody unit for as little as 15 minutes, and they will come to you. And what they would do is we'd call it digging, like, hey, up downs, side shuttle hops, push ups, sit ups, flip over, leg lifts, whatever. They'll just put you through the ringer, right? And we called it digging. Right. So they're just going to dig you for 15 minutes. Well, anyway, he was sentenced to 2 weeks at CCU, and he went out there for a few hours and he had to come back to the barracks for something. And when you do that, they have what's called chasers, which is kind of your guards. So he runs from his chasers, gets in his car, out the gate. Where do you think he goes?
Your house.
My house. T1. My house.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm like, hey, dude, you can't stay here. And literally my oldest was, maybe 3 days old or something at the time. And I said, hey, dude, you can't stay here. I'm not turning in or nothing, but you can't stay here. So I give him a ride over to a buddy of ours. And ultimately he's to the bus station and he goes home to Illinois. Well, he comes back maybe 3, 4, 5 months later, boom, right to the brig with him, right? And he's sentenced to, I believe it was 12 months brig, loss of all rank, money, the whole thing, and a big chicken dinner, the bad conduct discharge. So he gets out. I go pick him up. He stays at my house until his father-in-law, who's an Illinois state trooper, drives out to pick him up, right? So he's going to ride back from the coast in Carolina, 24-hour ride of drive time, with his father, and his uncle came too. And it's a bench seat in a pickup truck, right? Not a crew cab, single cab truck.
Wow.
So he's riding with his veteran and Illinois State Trooper father on one side and his uncle on the other, after getting a big, you know, the big chicken dinner out of the Marines.
Wow. For
24 hours to go home.
Dude, that'd be miserable.
Dude, absolutely miserable. But absolutely you driving miserable. To Dubuque to pick up Kevin with your with your father-in-law, I would think would be similar.
It would be.
Especially if you put Kevin in his lap.
Oh, yeah, have him hold Kevin.
Oh, yeah, have him hold Kevin.
He's going to sit right on the center console of my truck.
Oh, boy.
Until he gets into something, and then you go, Kevin can go fuck himself.
Yeah. I will say this, though. Because I told Bill, we're having people over tomorrow night to hang out and whatnot. And if he gets drunk enough, I guarantee you he comes out and he will hold the dog. Everything's going to be fine.
That's how it works.
I can't wait to see the little guy. Like, it's a six-week-old dachshund, man. He's got to be tiny.
Yeah, he's a couple pounds.
A couple pounds, Jesus.
He's small. I might bring him to work on Monday.
We've got the Players' Championship next week. The week after that, I really kind of want to talk about the name, image, likeness, and what you guys think it's doing to college sports.
Trashing it.
And we can get there. And then another thing we can tie into that will be the realignment issues. Mm-hmm. You know, are we going to end up with 2, 3, 4, 5 super conferences that make up the playoff? Like, is that going to be built in? So anyway, if anybody else got something, or we can.
Oh, did we want to laugh at Live Golf real quick about their ratings last week?
Yes, we
85% lower than the Honda Classic.
Yeah.
And they lost out on CW.
Yeah, they lost out. Well, hell, half the stations didn't even take it. They didn't even bother to air it.
I thought at least they have a great champion who, you know, a multiple major. Oh, wait, no, it was Charles Howell.
It was Charles Howell.
Yeah.
He won that with a
controversial putter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was something, I'm not sure if it's the weight of it. Or if it's how that's anchored, like what makes it controversial? Do you guys know?
I thought it was the face of the putter.
Is it?
I think it's the face of the putter. It's some sort of material that I don't know what it was, but we'll have to look at it for the next time.
Yeah,
let's do some investigating on that. Yeah, the putter.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Whatever floats your boat, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
all right, is that it for you guys?
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, and we're out.
All right.
Hey,
see
guys.
Ya. Yeah, bye.
Later. Yeah, I'm in my basement, so.
Laying low.
Well, yeah.
That was... I like it.
It's all right, dog. You'll be all right.